Hello, welcome to Soul Up. I'm Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. I'm glad you're here. I wanted to get something posted today so that you are reminded to get outside tonight and take a look at the special full moon. Tonight, or I guess it's actually early tomorrow morning, the Gemini season full moon will be exact at 2:43 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Called the Strawberry Moon because it is the time of ripening strawberries on Earth, it is also special this month because it is unusually low in the sky. Because it is so close to the horizon, it may look red or orange. It will also appear slightly bigger and brighter than normal. The reason for this is a phenomenon called the lunar standstill, which occurs every 18.6 years, at which time the moon rises and sets at its most extreme points on the horizon. This is the lowest hanging full moon we've had since 2006, and it won't dip this low again until 2043. So tonight's a good night to get out there and take a look, tonight or tomorrow night. And as all full moons, this moon is at 20 degrees Sagittarius. It's in direct opposition to the sun at 20 degrees Gemini. Their contrary relationship creates the push-pull energy needed to birth something new. The full moon of Gemini is a powerful one, highly regarded as third in a chain of spiritually impactful events. The first is the full moon of Aries, then the full moon at Taurus, and the third is this one, the full moon of Gemini. It is said that humanity has important work to do for the benefit of planetary life at these significant times. And as we use the full moon energy of any month for self-awareness and personal growth, we can realize that these celebrations provide an energy unlike any combination of energies of the past. It's an energy that's available now in order to vitalize new growth. We are not the same people we were in a previous month, or let alone the last time we experienced this sun sign energy. We are new and different, and ready to receive and process this energy in a new and beneficial way. We, and our life in reflection, keep evolving. This full moon is called the Festival of Humanity. On the surface, this seems contradictory to the state of the world, and yet there is an undercurrent that is occurring, one that has been stirred and coming into view big time through the inhumanity of our time. The individual links of humanity, that's each one of us, have been clearly shown by the powers in place that many of us are disposable. If we have a color to our skin, are from an alien place, or aren't walking and talking the approved storyline, we can be labeled bad and erased pretty easily. What we have recognized as a result is that we need to link up. We need to connect. We need to look out for each other and to tend to each other. If we don't, we, or our neighbors, our co-workers, or family members might be next on the list for elimination or silencing. That may sound drastic and harsh, yet I feel it in my bones. In the pain and fear of our human condition, we can be unbelievably cruel to each other. This festival prompts us to know that we must become loving and wise masters of our own nature. Under this hierarchy, mankind comes to know the path of light and the path of shadow. Gemini energy, ruled by Mercury, is designed to explore duality with the intent to reconcile the apparent disparities of spirit and matter. This full moon emphasizes our divine potential. We are reminded that we are both human and divine, and that it is through our humanity that we discover and embrace our divinity. The challenge is bringing the two parts of self, personality and soul, into a good working relationship. Gemini celebrates the Christ presence within humanity, acknowledging the divine that resides within each person, even though we may forget. Inequities, such as the haves and have-nots, cannot be in a world where disparities are equalized. In a world where opposites are reconciled, there is no black and white, right or wrong. There is always room for and, a place where the two become one. Learning about the Gemini virtue of universality helps us to develop the ability to find the ever-moving connection of right relationship between self and life in all its various expressions. We are called to respond to life from a posture of unconditional love and oneness. This is the meaning of the phrase, "I am a point of light within a greater light." While the sun is transiting the sign of Gemini, mystical teachings tell us the Christ light suffuses a wider auric sphere of the earth, which enables initiates on the path to holiness, wholeness, to come into the presence of mighty beings known as seraphim. Tradition places seraphim in the highest rank of Christian angelology. They are also believed to be guardians of God's throne and to help maintain perfect order in the heavenly realm. Under their impulse, teachings are given concerning the mysteries of polarity, wherein it is learned that the harmonious interaction of the masculine and feminine forces, something we've been talking about for quite a while, these positive and negative elements in nature constitute the motive power in everything, from atom to planet. The hierarchy of Gemini, the lords of Mercury, help those who strive for wholeness, holiness, become aware of the powerful potential of this integration. According to the Tibetan master Dual Kuul, the time is coming when all three festivals will be kept throughout the world, and by their means a great spiritual unity will be achieved. I think we can work on that together. During Gemini season, we are busy growing, learning, connecting. As we take in all the activity, the experiences, and the learning, we are challenged by the full moon in Sagittarius to distill the abundant and discordant information we are taking in to find the nuggets of wisdom within. Considered the hidden helper to Gemini, the Sagittarian energy broadens the picture, supporting us to rise above the noise, to pull out the pieces that lead us to meaning and purpose and a higher order. I was reminded of this just today as I officiated a celebration of life. Whenever we deal with death, we are reminded of the fragility of life. We never know when this human life that we spend a lot of time complaining about will end. When we are able to take this experience of loss and distill it into wisdom, we are reminded of what is important, and we have a renewed view of life. We are reinvigorated with purpose as we seek meaning and want our life to matter. Saturn enters Aries with this full moon. Saturn is the timekeeper, and it brings its energy to our new emergent identity. We begin a new chapter. You can look back into your life, looking back about 30 years ago. 1996 through 1998 was the last time that Saturn entered Aries. That may give you some clues as to what was going on in your life then that may be coming forward in a new way for you now. It's interesting for me to think about this because 30 years ago for me, I left my hometown of Lansing. I packed up the three kids into my Ford Taurus station wagon, packed up the kids and our belongings, and moved to Oklahoma. And that has been a journey that has taken me, you know, around many corners and through many things. And now I find myself 30 years later returning to my roots, returning to Lansing, Iowa, where I am now hanging out and considering making my home. Saturn brings its energy as we begin a new chapter. It's meant to help us stabilize, to create something lasting and enduring. And for this full moon, sitting opposite Chiron, our human wound, and Eris, the goddess of disruption, are two astrological power points calling us to our greatest expression, the part of spirit and the part of fortune, the most beneficial point in our chart, where we find integrity, where body, mind, and spirit meet. So let yourself open to the inspiration and subtle energies of expansion that this full moon offers. The Sagittarius energy pulls us away from the noise of our lower mind into the wisdom and faith of greater mind. We can re-enchant the universe and reclaim the magic. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis, with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Smile to me.